This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. After 20 years in the country, Iraq's prime minister has told the United Nations it is time to move on. VOA's United Nations correspondent Margaret Brashear has more.
The UN Assistance Mission for Iraq, or UNAMI, was established in 2003. But 20 years on, Iraq has told the UN it is time for its political mission to go. Iraq's envoy says the country is stable, terrorism is contained, and Baghdad and Kurdish authorities are trying to work out their differences. In Iraq, not everyone agrees the UN mission should leave.
Most Kurdish parties, Sunni parties, many of the minorities are concerned.
UNAMI's current term expires at the end of May, and the Security Council will decide in the coming days how to respond to Iraq's drawdown request. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Aid trucks have started moving through a U.S.-built pier anchored off Gaza's coast, the U.S. Central Command said on Friday, marking the first batch of aid to reach Gaza by sea in weeks. Trevor Coral from Reuters reports.
The aid being delivered via the floating pier is the first to reach Gaza by sea in weeks. The United Nations said it was finalizing plans to get aid in via the pier, but Deputy UN spokesperson Farhan Haq said land access is still the most effective way to get aid into Gaza.
Getting aid to people in need into and across Gaza cannot and should not depend on a floating dock far from where needs are most acute.
It all comes as Israeli forces battled Hamas fighters in northern Gaza on Friday in some of the fiercest engagements since they returned to the area a week ago. While in the south, militants attacked tanks massing around Rafah.
Reuters correspondent Trevor Coral. This is VOA News. Hundreds of protesters in Peru's capital marched on Friday to demand the scrapping of a new law that describes transgender people, among others, as having a mental illness so they can access health benefits. Reuters correspondent Devi Rajaram reports.
Peru's government says the change aims to facilitate insurance coverage for transgender people and others with gender identity disorders when they seek mental health care. Lawmaker and neurologist Edwin Malaga said the language in this case is obsolete.
This law is outdated. It comes from 1994, if I'm not wrong. The CIE-10 and the Ministry of Health have quote-unquote updated it, but it's an outdated law as it declares homosexuality a disease, which is obviously out of discussion. It's not like that. What lawmakers have done is to ask the Ministry of Health to amend this.
Government officials insist there is a misunderstanding over the new law.
Devi Rajaram from Reuters. A divisive mobilization law in Ukraine has come into force as Kyiv struggles to boost troop numbers after Russia launched a new offensive that some fear could close in on Ukraine's second largest city. The legislation, which was watered down from its original draft, will make it easier to identify every conscript in the country. President Volodymyr Zelensky also signed separate laws Friday that allow prisoners to join the army and increase fines for draft dodgers fivefold. Thousands of Ukrainians have fled the country to escape the draft, and some risk their lives as they tried to swim across a river to neighboring Romania and Hungary. Three Spanish tourists were killed and at least one Spaniard was injured in an attack by gunmen in Afghanistan's central Bamyan province, Spain's foreign ministry said on Friday. Reuters' Ryan Chang has the details.
The Taliban Interior Ministry says it made four arrests linked to the attack, which also left several foreign nationals and Afghans injured. It's among the most serious attacks targeting foreign citizens since foreign forces left Afghanistan and the Taliban took over the country in 2021. It's unclear why the attack happened. Mountainous Bamyan is home to a UNESCO World Heritage Site and the remains of two giant Buddha statues blown up by the Taliban during their previous rule in 2001. The Taliban have since 2021 let a small number of tourists visit and access the Buddha statues.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. A government minister says Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico's condition is stable but serious as the man accused of trying to assassinate him faced his first court appearance. Health Minister Zuzana Dolenkova said Saturday that a two-hour surgery to remove dead tissue from multiple gunshot wounds, quote, contributed to a positive prognosis for Fico. Defense Minister Robert Kalinic says his condition still makes it impossible to transport him to the capital, Bratislava. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.